Penguin Random House presents Stories at Work, written and narrated by Indraneel Chakraborty. Foreword, written and narrated by Piyush Pandey, Executive Chairman and Creative Director, Ogilvy, South Asia.
I quote an ancient North American Indian proverb. It says, "Tell me a fact and I will learn. Tell me a truth and I will believe. But tell me a story, and it'll live in my heart forever." This is the power of a story. The power to touch the heart and be remembered. I've been in the business of advertising for over 35 years and have seen storytelling transform the fortune of brands and businesses. Stories have the power to charm and influence and even change behavior. It is stories that turn products into brands, which is the secret behind the iconicity of brands like Nike and Fevicol. Our lives are actually a series of stories happening to each one of us. As a storyteller, one of my biggest sources of inspiration has been life. The life I have lived and the life around me. Adults turn into kids at Disneyland and toy shops inspired Cadbury's Real Taste of Life campaign. My father's constant refrain that he had to study under the streetlights, which egged my brother and me on to become responsible and study using the many facilities and conveniences our generations had access to, stimulated the story for the launch of the Telugu newspaper Sakshi. What I'll do with diamonds at this age? My mother's statement when my brother and I gifted her diamond earrings became a story for SBI Life Insurance Company. A prank my brother played in the parking lot of a 5-star hotel found its way into a Sprite commercial. We store our memories in the form of visuals and as stories. As creative people, we retrieve some of them to tell stories. However, my experience in the world of advertising shows that stories are not the domain of creative minds alone. Interesting stories come to the fore when we talk to consumers about brands and their associations with them, and consumers play them back quite effortlessly. A chocolate lover once said that during lunch, she shared her food with friends, but she waited for everyone to disperse before taking out the chocolate and eating it all by herself as a dessert. A fast food brand loyalist spoke about how service-oriented the brand was by narrating a story of how he saw the restaurant replace the meal of a patron when he slipped, no questions asked. One tea brand consumer from New Delhi recounted stories from her childhood about her mother and how she used to make tea for her while she studied during the early winter mornings. For another brand, the story was entirely different. How tea was served on a tray to guests, painting different images for the two brands in play. Clearly, when we investigate strengths and ideas to build brands, stories are a rich source of material that help to understand the emotions and feelings associated with it. As children, stories are an essential part of life. We learn a lot of truths through stories, especially in India. Values are inculcated through the epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, and other stories like in the Panch Tantra. As children, between siblings and friends, we indulge in play by weaving stories, often building off each other's narratives and enjoying the fantasy. However, once we start learning facts in school, the process of decline of stories begins. Stories, primarily in the form of films and fiction, become entertainment. This finds its way into adult life too. At work, in the name of moti baat, or cutting to the chase, we move towards becoming more pithy and concise in our communication, leaving out the richness of what stories can reveal or provide. The PowerPoint presentation is the final nail in the coffin of storytelling. Interestingly, in everyday conversation, when we want to share our emotions with families and friends, any of the 9 emotions outlined in the Natya Shastra, we do it through stories. We share happiness or sadness, fear or wonder, hate or anger by describing events that we have experienced or seen around us, which are essentially stories in their true form. In that context, this book of IC's is particularly interesting. IC has had a background in marketing, which exists on the foundation of storytelling. In the last few years, he has used storytelling to conduct extensive training sessions across organizations to unlock its power. So he is best suited to share his ideas on the subject, and I hope you listen to them carefully. The book itself eggs us on to get back to storytelling and use its everyday business. Whether it is to evangelize a culture within an organization for a CEO, understand an employee's views about the brand for human resources, or interpret the consumers and customers for sales and marketing, storytelling can be a very effective tool. This helps you understand what a story is, why it is powerful, and how it can be used to further a business's interests. I'm sure you'll find this book both enjoyable and enriching. Happy listening and happy writing your own stories. Cheers.
Prologue, written and narrated by Sean Callahan, founder of Anecdote.
Ursula Yarbrez, a senior customer success manager at Yammer, had just 10 minutes to communicate her message to 200 sales representatives of Microsoft. Microsoft had just acquired Yammer, an enterprise social networking service, in 2012. Her objective was to help Microsoft Office 365 black belts understand the value and impact of Yammer. Yarbrough shared two customer stories. During a day packed with back-to-back sessions, her presentation stood out from the rest. "It was the only talk all day where people closed their laptops and listened," said Steve Hopkins, Director of Customer Success in Australia for Yammer. When Yarbrough finished, hands shot up with questions and Microsoft requested a follow-up impromptu Yammer 101 session for later that day. Representatives approached Yarbrough with more questions and requests to connect on Yammer. The approach Yarbrough and her colleagues took to prepare and deliver their messages varied significantly from the other speakers that day. "We had just finished training with Anecdote, and I used storytelling techniques to show the audience what we do and how we impact customers," said Yarbrough. Yarbrough is not alone. Over the last 15 years, we have seen over 5,000 participants go through our program. Many of them have shared with us the almost instantaneous impact of the new skill they'd learned. One of the examples that comes to mind was during a program we were running for Wrigley Company in Shanghai. One of the participants had a very high-stake meeting with government officials to demand a refund the day after the training program. She had used that situation as an example during the practice session. She then applied the storytelling techniques she learned during the meeting and was successful. I remember Catherine Pemberton, Corporate Affairs Director, Pacific Region at Wrigley Company, telling me the net result was that by the end of the day, the training had already paid off for itself many times over. Effective leaders are good storytellers. I say good because a leader merely has to share a story or two to set them apart from the rest, and most leaders communicate entirely with opinion and lofty abstractions. A leader's message really sticks when he or she illustrates points through a real-life experience, i.e. a story. I saw a beautiful example of how this can be done a couple of years ago when I was helping the leaders of an insurance firm be better storytellers. The company had just appointed a new chief executive officer who wanted to address 100-odd people at the workshop I was facilitating. When the CEO arrived, he shook hands with me and introduced himself to the audience. Within a couple of minutes, he had told them his first story about how he started his career in commercial insurance in the UK and the terrifying job he had assessing assets atop power station cooling towers. This was his connection story. He was demonstrating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?